I have someone very, very special this morning. I saw him last night. I have a soft spot in my heart for these Southern gentlemen, particularly those from South Carolina, from the great state of South Carolina. But this fits into something that I've been thinking about, you know, when I started this show in June. I feel that we've been spending an inordinate amount of time on Donald Trump. Not that you should ignore him, but we're caught up in his personality and we're not looking at policies, and we're not, more than that, looking at races that are very winnable all around the country. Lindsey Graham is such a person who is vulnerable. Mitch McConnell is under 40% in approval in Kentucky. We have to start paying attention to these races. Lindsey Graham has never won more than 55% of the vote. That's not a whole lot of people. When we see him on the national stage, we think Lindsey Graham is invincible. That's not true. We have a young man who's been the first African-American head of the Democratic National Committee, Democratic Party, in the state of South Carolina. But he's also someone who's a son of South Carolina, someone who has seen South Carolina from just about every imaginable vantage point, from the bottom up. And I'm so excited about this gentleman who ended up going to Yale undergrad. He went to Georgetown Law Center for law school, ran the majority whip's office, Jim Clyburn. Then he went back home. He and his wife went back home to take all of these rich experiences and all of these credentials so that he could lift his state. And he's running for Senate. He's a Democratic nominee, and he is running against Lindsey Graham, and we've got to raise some money for him. And I am unapologetic about this. Welcome to the show, Jamie Harrison. How are you? Where are those cheers?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anthony. It was so good to see you and your dad last night, and I'm just so excited about this race and the prospect of actually bringing hope back to my home state of South Carolina, to the home state of your father.
And my brother Jesse.
and your brother Jesse, exactly. We need new leadership here in South Carolina. We're desperate and hungry for it, and we're going to do it in this race. And so I really, really appreciate the support.
Well, we're very excited because this is a national campaign in the way that Harold Washington's campaign was national. It meant a lot to us in Chicago, of course, but people all over the country are excited. And last night, I must say, we had a rainbow, if you will, a rainbow of support. People who've come out from every imaginable background, raising money for you, asking, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? So my question is, Jamie Harrison, what can we do? And let's back up. When we see Lindsey Graham, we see him on this national stage, and we think that he is invincible, that he is invulnerable. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. So Lindsey has never, and you stated this at the opening, he's never won more than 55% of the vote ever. And the funny thing is, he's not really had well-funded opposition in any of these races. And there have been Democrats in the past who have supported Lindsey. And because he has become such a sycophant for this president, and instead of standing up for the people of South Carolina, that has made him even more vulnerable. There are Republicans that are coming to my event across South Carolina. I'm getting messages from Republicans all the time. Just recently, we had an event in Greenville, South Carolina, where it's been traditionally one of the more conservative parts of the state, where your dad's from, where Bob Jones University is in that area. The finance chair of Lindsey's last race here in South Carolina was an attendee at my event. And he said that he called Lindsey Graham and told him that he's not going to support him this time around. This is a guy who's traditionally voted Republican in South Carolina, but people are just fed up. They're looking for someone who will move past the visions, the hate, and the hateful rhetoric and all of the bias, and try to bring us all together and bring hope back to South Carolina. And that's what we're trying to do in this campaign. So far, so good. We've been really, really successful. This is about building a new South. I'm standing on the shoulders of your dad and his efforts, but also of new Democrats, folks like Stacey Abrams and Andrew Gillum, mm-hmm. and what they were able to do and achieve in their races in Florida and Georgia. South Carolina is going to be at the tip of that spear of developing and bringing this new South, which is much more diverse and inclusive and and embracing of all people and all backgrounds.
Well, you are looking at lifting up all the boats stuck at the bottom. I was struck by the data that you brought to us last night. We just came off of a Chicago public school teacher strike. And, you know, we want our children to have equal access to equal high-quality education, which was an amendment to the Constitution my brother wrote up when he was in Congress. And I was struck by this information that you gave me that was just stunning, that 31% of the state doesn't have access to broadband?
Yes.
How can that be?
We have, it's really criminal. And it goes to the fact that we have leaders right now who want to live in the past, and so therefore they have no vision for the future. Instead of Lindsey Graham sitting saying, "Oh, I'm not going to read the transcripts for this, or I'm not going to do this or do that," it'd be great if he thought about investing in our rural communities in South Carolina. We got communities where I think it's almost 12 communities, counties in South Carolina where there are no OBGYNs. And just think about that.
I can't.
The entire county, and there is no OBGYNs for women who are thinking of having kids. I mean, that it's really criminal. And the question is, what type of leadership will we have to foster to make sure that the infrastructure or the things that need to be there to attract those type of folks into those communities can actually be in place? And we just don't have that. This guy hasn't done a town hall in almost 3 years now.
How can that be?
But he's on Fox News every now.
How can he not?
It's an arrogance. It's an arrogance that develops where he thinks he doesn't have to do that and he can get reelected. But we're going to show, as my grandma always said, we're going to show him better than we can tell. He needs, all politics is still local. And folks are hungry for somebody who's going to address the needs that they have on an individual basis. And that's why we're going all across South Carolina. I launched a program called Harrison Helps, and it's just focused on rolling up our sleeves, doing constituent service right now, even before I get elected, just to help people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a new grassroots movement here in South Carolina, and I'm proud of a campaign and the volunteers and all the people who have wanted to join that movement. Folks have been going to our website, jamieharrison.com, to sign up for volunteers to help with, to give resources and funds. It's all a part of changing the South. And if we change South Carolina, as you know, then the rest of the South will come along with it. And so I'm really excited about how things are going and where things will go next year.
My final question for you is about voter registration. You said there are about 400,000 unregistered voters. And I'm struck by, as you mentioned, Reverend Jackson and his work, he always brought his voters with him. When he registered 2.5 million voters, it's a staggering number when I hear it. When I say it now, but just in 83 to 84, and 5 million more going from, to 87 to 88, what is being done to register these voters, these high school seniors who are so enthusiastic?
Yeah.
These people who see you because your story is so compelling. Because I just have to ask you to tell me about this woman who came into your office, but that's going to be the final question for you. Oh, because I'm telling you, you brought tears to my eyes. But just voter registration, and then that story in your office.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the voter registration, it's so important for us. In my conversations with Stacey Abrams, she said, "Jamie, the first thing we have to do is you've got to get out and you've got to change the electorate. Make sure that the people who need to vote are registered to vote." And so we're working not only with our state party on voter registration, we're doing voter registration in our campaign, but there are a number of civic organizations, including Rainbow Push, the NAACP, a number of churches, and the Divine Nine, who are all focused on doing
Oh, we just lost him. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, we're going to put Mr. Harrison's information on the WCPT 820 website because you need to get involved. He was going to share with me a story about a woman who came into his office. He's going to call right back? Okay. And I want you to hear this because he's so compelling. And we have to understand that, look, we can get the Senate. We can get it back. We can. Or certainly we can close the gap. There are some seats that are so vulnerable right now. They are. Kentucky, you can have it. if we fund Mitch McConnell's opposition, if we fund Lindsey Graham's opposition, there's some seats out here. And you got to know that. You got to know. Many of us don't know that Jamie Harrison is running. When you get to that part of the country, you hear about it. But I'm so glad that he was here last night so that he could explain to us what he's doing, what he needs, and the fact that he is now breaking records as he is raising money from quarter to quarter. Let me bring Mr. Harrison up very quickly before he has to go again, because he is campaigning today. He ran out of here last night because he had to get back home to his family, but he's also with them today, and he's with us, and he's got to go back out and campaign. Jamie Harrison? Okay. So everybody remember that. We're going to put his information up on the WCPT 820 website.
Yes.
Okay, and we're also going to post him on the Santita Jackson stream.
Yes.
On WCPT 820.
Yes.
Because we want you to get involved in this campaign and let people know about Jamie Harrison. Let them know that he's running. Let them know that Lindsey Graham has never won more than 55% of the vote. You would think, Lady B, that he was winning 60, 70% of the vote. Ah, no, that's not true. That's not true. We have Mr. Harrison back, so let's bring him up very quickly, because I know he's running today.
Yeah.
Jamie Harrison, you were in the middle of sharing with us.
Yeah. Which part was that? I don't know where I was.
Let me, because I know you are running today. I want to know what it is that we can do to help you, because we've got to get these people registered to vote. And we need to raise some money for you. We got to do that.
Yes. Yes. You know, if your listeners could go to jamieharrison.com, and Jamie spelled J-A-I-M-E, jamieharrison.com. And you can, if you have family and friends in South Carolina, get them to sign up to volunteer. But we could also use the resources. And it doesn't matter the amount at this point. We have raised a historic amount here in South Carolina. We've raised more than any other Democrat in the history of South Carolina. And we've raised it at $22 per person in terms of contributions. I think $24 was the last average that I got. And so, you know, small dollar contributions helping us to build the operation, to go out and reach people and talk to people. And we're going into counties where people have not gone in a long, long time, talking about the issues that are important to them, from the quality of the water that they use for cooking and drinking and bathing in, to making sure that the infrastructure is there, to broadband infrastructure is there to connect them and their kids with the rest of the world. That's what's so, so important. And so I really appreciate all the support we've gotten in South Carolina and our friends outside of the state who just love the state or have ties because their family is there. And so if folks could just go to jamieharrison.com, that would be a tremendous boon for us as we push forward.
Because, you know, that's how I feel about South Carolina, because that's where I spent so many summers, and that's my grandmama, great-grandmama, and granddaddies. They're all there. Just very quickly, what about this woman who came into your office? She was cleaning your office, and she said,
Who are you?
So she,
in essence, that's what it was. And so she said to me, you know, I clean your office every night. And just so your folks understand that, you know, when I was in Mr. Clyburn's office, my office was a third floor of the U.S. Capitol. You know, this building built by slaves, right? Mm. And so me, this boy who grew up to a teenage mom, my mom was 16 years old when she had me. She had to drop out of school. And so I was the first in my family to go to college. And so here I'm working in the U.S. Capitol, and my job is to get the 218 votes to pass legislation in the House. And my office is right next to John Lewis and John Kerry. Mm. And so this African-American woman is cleaning up, and she says she comes to clean my office every night, and she admires and loves my pictures, and she points out to a picture of my family. And she said, is that your mom? And I said, yes. And she said, is your mom named Patricia Harrison? And I said, yes. And she stops, and there's this look that comes across her, and she, you know, tears start to well in her eyes, and she said, I know your mom. I went to high school with your mom. I remember when your mom had to drop out of school in order to have you.
Hmm.
And she hugged me. She grabbed me and hugged me, and she whispered in my ear, she said, you know, I would have never thought that Patricia Harrison's son would be right here. And she said to me, you give me hope. And Santita, that is what this election is all about. It is not about Donald Trump. It is not about Lindsey Graham. It's not about me. It's about the millions of people across South Carolina, across this nation, that have just given up all sense of hope, who are you know, weary of turning on the TV and seeing or opening the newspaper and seeing the racism, the bigotry, the hatred, the division that is so rampant across this country. And it's coming from the top down. And I believe that we can change things. Our motto here in South Carolina is, while I breathe, I hope. Mm-hmm. And we know, particularly in the African-American tradition, hope has gotten us through everything. Our entire experience here in this country, the progress we have made is by through this idea of hope. Your dad talked about that when he ran for president. And that is the fuel that is fueling the engine that we are doing to create this new South. As I love to say, out of the ashes of the old South will rise a new South like a phoenix. And it's going to be much more diverse and inclusive and bold. And that's what we're doing. And that's what this movement's all about. And I hope folks will decide that they want to join us, even if you're not from South Carolina. But you just want to see some progress in this country. You want to get hope back. And go to jamieharrison.com and join us in that effort.
Blessings to you, Jamie Harrison. You have a home here on the Santita Jackson Show on the nation's largest progressive talk radio station. We want people to know who
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are. And this is about
Thank
you, Jamie Harrison,
you.
Because there's some kids who just like you, my father, just like you, just like you. And you never know what God has done by making someone like a Jamie Harrison. And I want to thank you today. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for going back to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for going back home to lift all those people who you have known, who invested in you and who loved you. Thank you for going back. That means so much. It means so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you again, and thank all your listeners.
Oh, look, we're gonna get some things done for you, Jamie Harrison. You just watch it. You watch that. Go on. God bless you. My love to your family.
Thank you. And to yours.
Thank you.